This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly broadcast of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Matthew Reynolds. Underage drinking is the number one contributor to teenage deaths in the United States. As part of an effort to reduce underage drinking, the federal government supports research on teen exposure to alcohol advertising. Georgetown University's Dr. David Jernigan was an author of a recent study that reviewed alcohol advertising and suggests that parents can lessen the risk of their teens' use of alcohol. Dr. Jernigan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How many teenage deaths are attributable to alcohol each year, and are these cases due to alcohol poisoning alone?
The Surgeon General has estimated that about 5,000 deaths of people under age 21 are the result of underage drinking each year. And actually, alcohol poisoning is just the tip of the iceberg. These deaths are caused by motor vehicle crashes. That's the single largest category, along with other unintentional injuries like drownings and falls. And actually, much of adolescent homicide and suicide is related to alcohol use.
Your study included a review of 250 national magazines with youth exposure to alcohol advertisements. Why magazines, and what did you find?
The Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth here at Georgetown actually monitors youth exposure to alcohol advertising and magazines on the radio and on television, the three major measured media. What we ended up with in our study was about 143 magazines, national magazines, that had alcohol advertising in them and for which we could get audience data from the industry standard source for such data, a market research company called MediaMark Research Incorporated. And what we found is that the new alcohol industry standard of 30% maximum youth audiences for where they place their advertising is having an effect. There's been a substantial decline in advertising in magazines with youth audiences larger than 30% of the total magazine audience, but there's still a tremendous amount of alcohol advertising in magazines that are more likely to be read by youth per capita than by adults. In fact, over 80% of youth exposure to alcohol advertising is in these youth-oriented magazines.
Hmm. National media have reported on another recent MMWR study about a preference among teenagers who drink to reach for liquor over beer and wine. Did your study look at exposure to liquor advertisements?
In fact, liquor ads are the single largest category of alcohol advertising in magazines. They were responsible for about two-thirds of the advertising and close to 70% of youth exposure. But at the same time, advertisements for Alco Pops, these new flavored malt beverages, were the most likely to have their advertising in youth-oriented magazines. About 90% of the youth exposure to Alco Pops advertising came in those magazines.
Did any of the advertisements encourage responsible drinking?
There's a tiny segment, about 3% of all the ads were primarily responsible drinking messages. But here, as in other studies that our center has done, we find that youth are completely overwhelmed with product messages about alcohol and that the responsibility advertising is at best a drop in the bucket.
Based on the findings of your study, what are your recommendations for alcohol advertising in magazines?
There's a common sense solution that the National Research Council and the Institute of Medicine recommended in 2003 when they looked at the whole issue of underage drinking. They suggested that the industry should move immediately to a 25% maximum for where they put their for youth audiences in the of the publications where they put their ads, and that they should eventually move towards a 15% maximum, because 15% is roughly the population of 12 to 20 year olds in the general population 12 and above, which is the population that's measured for magazine readership. So a 15% maximum would basically say, okay, just put your ads in places where kids are less likely to be in the reading audience than adults of the legal drinking age. And of course, this kind of monitoring of youth exposure to alcohol advertising needs to continue. It's expensive. It needs funding from the federal government, which actually Congress has authorized but not yet appropriated.
What advice would you give to the parents of teenagers or even children who are close to being teenagers? What are their options?
Well, there's three things that parents need to do. First, we need to be aware as parents of how much our kids are drinking and how they're drinking. More than 90% of the alcohol consumed by young people is drunk when the drinker's having five or more drinks on a single occasion. Kids use alcohol to get drunk. They're not having a glass of wine with lunch. So we need to talk to our kids about drinking. We also need to be aware of how much alcohol advertising and promotion our kids are exposed to. Our studies have found that parents are, in fact, the least likely group to be exposed to this kind of advertising. So it's difficult to know how much pressure our kids are under. But it's very clear from our studies that they see a tremendous amount of it. So we need to be aware of the advertising and talk to our kids about how alcohol advertising will never tell the whole story about adolescent alcohol use. And then, as parents, we also need to say to the alcohol companies, look, there's no reason for you to be placing your ads in places where our kids are more likely to see it than we are. We think you can do a better job of how you place your advertising, and we think our kids deserve better from you.
Dr. Jernigan, thank you so much for taking the time to share this information with our listeners today.
My pleasure.
That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Matthew Reynolds for A Cup of Health with CDC.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.